In three, we're ready to start. Two,
cleared for takeoff.
One,
testing.
Catch up now for real.
Turn it up.
Spin 103.
Woo!
Fully charged.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Now that we're all prepared, let's start the show.
One, two.
Graham O'Toole is away this week. He is in Canada, probably on top of a moose. So, his replacement is an Australian man called Mr. Nick Kay.
G'day, g'day. How's it going? Why do I feel like I need to be so stereotypically Australian when you introduce me?
Why
like
did
that?
You have to say good day?
I don't know. Not good day, g'day.
Why
drop the ood. Leave the g.
Why do you always refer to me as an armadillo or a bush pig?
Man, sometimes like that, you just gotta use terminology like that to.
Do you
to
miss
describe.
Your? Do you miss your homeland?
Yeah, definitely. Is this an interview? Am I being interviewed?
Yeah, well, I didn't know how to start the beginning of this podcast.
Let me help you out there, because Graham normally, sorry for bashing the table. Callum just looked at me there. Oh, very loud. Okay. Podcast. Good show today. What happened?
I was very happy with the show today. We speak about you being an awful husband to your pregnant wife. Mm-hmm. Producer Callum brought us some really weird gifts that I think he found in a dark laneway. Mm-hmm. We speak about you actually teaching me a song on the keyboard.
Which is exciting.
I think it really has everything.
We also spoke about you alone on a Saturday night out in a nightclub and listeners of the show finding you and feeling sorry for you and knowing your story and inviting you in. So it's very kind.
And it involves my chaotic beard.
Yep. Yeah. Good. Okay.
All right. So we're going to press this button and we're going to go into another form of audio called a podcast show.
This is the podcast, man.
Shut up.
You don't know what you're talking about. Here it is.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Lovely atmosphere in the studio right now. We are drinking pint glasses of apple juice with pulp. We have four croissants steaming hot with salmon. And what is good news?
You've really painted a picture there, because that's not what's happening. I wish it was.
Producer Callum, he was away last week. He went back home to Nottingham to attend some Brexit meetings. Yeah. And he has now returned, but you weren't going to come this morning.
No, I was going to say it's good to be back, but it really isn't.
Why?
So I got to the airport last night, and when I go away for a week or so, I take a big bag with Ryanair. I pay the extra €40 so I can take a big bag.
Big spender?
There and back. So
so many costume changes to make when you're home.
I can't cram a week's worth of clothes into the tiny carry-on bag that they give you.
All right.
Anyway, so I get to the check-in desk, and there's a sign there saying, Ryanair flights FR537 is currently overbooked. Don't even get me started on the overbooking situation, because I don't know how it happens. But they were offering volunteers to stay for the morning flight. Uh-huh. You know how I got the morning flight that one time and I annoyed everybody?
Missed the show.
They were offering volunteers to get this morning's flight. €250, a free hotel, free dinner and free breakfast. I put it in our group chat and Mr. Nick Kay here says, well, I hope you're coming in.
Yeah,
he's lost me €250.
Nick messaged me in a private message and went, I'm going to karate chop that Englishman in the throat if he doesn't arrive.
Man, if you made it two weekends in a row that you didn't turn up after going home, our other boss, Phil, would be like, you're never going home again.
I was so close to saying, oh no, they forced me to stay. And just pretend that I didn't.
Well, now
get
I know next time you text me and say they're forcing me to say, you've just literally ruined your.
Well, I know, I shouldn't have said that. But anyway, I bring gifts.
Oh!
When you go on holiday, you got to bring back gifts.
Oh, this is lovely. Is this an English souvenir?
Yes, I've got a gift for Graham as well.
I'll take it.
My mum gave it to him, to me, to give to him. It's a pack of Buscopan IBS release.
That's very nice.
Okay, so Nathan, you've got to close your eyes.
Okay, my eyes are closed.
Keep your eyes open. Nick, you've got to describe. So this is what I'm giving to Nathan.
Oh,
you can feel it first. Hope it's extra hair that I can put on my head.
No, it's not.
Give it to Nathan.
Can I give it to him?
Yeah.
Here you go, man.
Will I open my eyes?
No, this is from Callum.
You gotta touch it first.
What is it? What do you think it is? God. Describe it.
Oh, it feels like half a boiled egg that's been overcooked.
You're actually close.
Very close.
I'm going to open it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a rubber avocado.
What a present.
Yeah. Nick, I've got you something as well. Nick, close your eyes.
You shouldn't have.
Nathan, you can give that to Nick.
What is that? Where did you pick this up in an alleyway? Here you go, Nick.
If you put a raw fish in my hand...
Like, that just it seems wrong.
Feels like I'm holding a rubber snake.
It's close.
It's an octopus tentacle.
It's an you can put your finger in it.
Stop. Just
you should have stayed in
Callum,
England.
You're not coming back on the radio again.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
This is Spin 103.8, 20 minutes after 7, Fully Charged. Nathan and Nick while Graham's away for the week. Tops of 18 today, 14 degrees at the moment, grey, scattered clouds. It's a bit blue outside at the moment, though, which
we
is
We love
nice.
Picture This. Nick and I, we always attend a Picture This concert when they're in town, and we always leave early because we want to avoid the traffic.
If there is
That's how we roll.
Any members of Picture This listening, we do love an encore, but we also avoid dodging traffic more.
We've never witnessed that before. We've never witnessed them say thank you, Dublin, at the end, because we're always gone. But how are you? How was your weekend? You're away in the UK.
Man, solid weekend. We went to Alton Towers.
Lovely.
Close to where Callum, I actually text Callum on the weekend. I said, Callum, I'm here. He responded, where? And I said, yeah, I'm in England.
Dog. Classic Callum with questions. He loves just sending where to people.
Yeah. No, but we had an absolute nightmare of an evening getting to the airport in Dublin. Heading over on, it was like
Friday evening,
yeah. It was absolute havoc trying to get over there. We had one of those things where, now I might just set the scene here a little bit. My wife is heavily pregnant. Like, I'm talking 7 weeks to go. Nathan suggested a moment ago, she looks like she's eaten another pregnant person.
I have never said that before. How dare you defame me on the radio? Because I know Caroline listens to the show, and I want to say, Caroline, you look absolutely stunning.
I think she does, but yeah. That's not what you said before. No, I'm really kidding. No, I'm putting him in it here. Listen, we were going through the security check, right? You know, with the baggage and stuff. And there's about 10 of us. There's kids as well. Okay. Kids, relatives, friends, family, right? And we start hearing our name being called over the thing, saying, you know, gate is closed. We're waiting for this passenger, such and such. And it was at that stage we started to panic. And at that moment, everything that could go wrong did. So it was like, you know, when they pull you for a random swab.
Oh.
And then, like, you walk through the...
A mouth swab?
Yeah, I don't know, like an entire body swab thing, right? And then, you walk through the beep machine. And again, obviously, like, three of us went beep, beep, beep. So they're searching three of us. They're swab checking two of the bags. And then one of us had, like, liquids that hadn't been taken out. So another person's, like, fixing liquids.
Oh, this is a nightmare.
Meanwhile, like, the gate is closed, right? So a few of us who had gotten through, we were like, run to the gate. It was the other end of the terminal. So it was like bolting for the gate, which was crazy. And then I'd made it through. Caroline was, her bags were getting tested.
She was throwing you behind.
Yeah. And so I abandoned her. I just left her. I ran for the gate. I was like, fend for yourself. It's every man. Everyone knows rule number one in an airport. It's every man
Leave
for
your pregnant woman at the baggage.
I ran for the gate with a few of the other fellas, right? Wasn't until we got to the gate and the lady was like, come on, quick, get on the plane, right? That I realized Caroline had all the boarding passes and she's still back at baggage.
Oh, God.
Ran back for the boarding passes. Left her again, ran back to the gate. Yeah, it was. Hey, look.
Horrible
we got
person.
On the plane. We made it.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Now, we play a new game every Monday, but because I know it's Tuesday, we weren't here yesterday, so we're just pushing this to this morning. Brand new game, doesn't have a name. Nick, you gave me the phone number to an ad online. I have to call them, and I have to try and figure out what they are selling. I've got five questions to ask.
Yeah, so when I give Nathan the ad, you might have heard this already, Graham and Nathan doing this, but when you give the other person the ad, they don't know what it is, so they're ringing up the person who's selling this thing, and they don't know what it is that they're trying to buy, so they're going to ask questions to try and probe it out of them.
Try and figure it out. So I went, it was an interesting one. Do you want to hear it?
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
This is how I got on.
Roll the tape.
Hello.
Hi there. I was just on Dundeal and I came across your ad. And I'm just wondering if I could ask you a few questions about it, if that would be all right.
Yeah, the timber flooring, is it?
First of all, is it wooden?
Oh, yes, it's solid pine.
Solid pine, yeah. And
22 millimeter solid pine. It's all on the ad there.
It's just my screen is a bit cracked, so I can't really see.
Oh,
so that's why
right,
I'm
okay.
kind of asking the questions. Thanks. Would you be able to keep it indoors?
Would I be able or would you be able?
Kind of both.
Well, it is indoors.
It's never been outdoors. It's never been outdoors.
Never been outdoors.
Would it be strange because I'm thinking of putting it outdoors? Would that be
Not suitable.
Why not?
Oh, because it'll rot. I mean, it's timber for indoors. It's like it's for indoor flooring. It's not decking timber or anything like that.
All right, get the checkbook out. I will buy your deck.
I wouldn't put this on decking now. It's not for decking. It won't last a year on decking. What do you need it for?
I'm throwing a party this weekend, and I want to have it outside.
I'll tell you now, you'll be wasting your money, because you'll ruin it. You'll destroy it.
All right, look, I'm happy with what you've said. I would like to buy the DVD of Happy Gilmore, please.
Sorry?
What? What are you selling, sorry?
Selling flooring, timber flooring.
So it's just blocks of wood.
Here, good luck.
Oh, it did not go well.
I love how in the first 10 seconds he told you what it was, but you just completely... Here, I'm just going
to
play this.
I committed to...
Really quickly here, ready?
I was just on Dundeal and I came across your ad. And right. I'm just wondering if I could ask you a few questions about it, if that would be all right.
Yeah, the timber flooring, is it?
He says what it is, but you just keep going.
Yeah, I ask, is it wooden?
It's so funny.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
I apologize for you hearing Nathan coughing there. He thought the microphone was down.
I'm sorry, I coughed right into that microphone. It's time for Gotta Get It Wrong. Niamh, did you have a good bank holiday?
Oh, I did indeed.
What did you do?
I was actually down in Kildare. I just went for an hour walk down the Curragh.
Lovely.
Divine.
Niamh, do you ever play Gotta Get It Wrong along in the car? Do you play along? How do you go?
Yeah, I actually do play along an awful lot, and I think it seems a lot easier.
Oh, great.
In the car.
Well, Nick Kay has the ground rules for this game. How do you play it, Nick?
You've really put me on the spot, Nathan, but I'm going to go for it anyway. All right, you've got 60 seconds on the clock. Don't repeat any of your answers. You got to answer in under a second. If you hear the buzzer, you've missed out. Try and get through as many as possible, and yeah, we good?
Yeah, that felt good to me.
Rock and roll,
you
baby.
Already expressed yourself. So, Niamh, you're automatically going to go on top of the leaderboard. What score are we hoping to get?
I'd hope for a solid 16.
Oh, you'd be very happy with a 16.
I like the confidence too. Right, Niamh, 60 seconds on the clock. Are you ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
Name a Robert De Niro film.
Flubber.
What is Kate Blanchett's job?
Teacher.
Do your best Australian accent.
Hey, lads.
What noise does a wombat make?
Woof.
Sing the Australian national anthem.
Fina, fina, fall.
What's 43 minus 8?
2.
14 plus 12 is 20. True or false?
False.
What's a French word for chicken?
Hello.
What's a Spanish word for ladybird?
Oui.
What's a main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Chicken.
Who did Ireland lose to in the hockey final?
Brazil.
Sing a Justin Bieber song.
Hey, baby.
Sing a Miley Cyrus song.
I got you, girl.
Sing a Selena Gomez song.
What about it?
I'm so angry with you.
There's no need.
Why do you keep pressing the buzzer so quickly?
Niamh, would you just say I would be in my right to hit the buzzer there?
No, of course once, not. Once, maybe.
Once, you kept hitting it so many times.
I only hit it twice.
I'm very disappointed with you.
I still think she did a
Niamh,
top
how did
score.
You find it?
I found it a lot tougher than I thought it would be.
People tend to say that, yeah.
Niamh, you were looking to get 16.
Yeah.
I can tell you, you came on this morning, very charismatic and charming. You reminded me of a young Gwen Stefani.
Interesting.
I can tell you came on and you got 10.
Oh,
that's all
geez.
Right.
Look, now Niamh, we know you're a perfectionist. But you do sit on top of the leaderboard with 10, and nobody can take that away from you.
Until tomorrow, but let's hope they don't. Niamh, thanks for coming on, okay?
Okay, thanks,
have a great
guys.
Day, Niamh. See ya, bye.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
I'm very excited. You said you have a proposition for me.
Man, I'm loving this, right? At the moment, you are on fire with your extracurricular activities. I mean, you're recently single. You've joined a running club. If you haven't been listening to the show, you might not know Nathan purchased a keyboard from Germany online.
Very excited by that.
That's arrived. Have you played that at all?
I played it for 40 minutes, maybe 3 weeks ago. I came up with the song called Lollipop Lady, and then I haven't played since.
You just went out while you're on top, did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my proposition is this. You did, well, last time I was on the show when Graham was away, which was what, like last week or something? Graham seems to take a lot of holidays.
Oh, we're slamming Graham here. I see what you're doing.
You did say that you had, you were introducing me to people around the building as your piano teacher.
Yeah, because I classify you as a teacher.
I will say I'm self-taught from YouTube and I am in no way at all qualified to talk to anyone about the piano, let alone teach them. Because I myself don't know what I'm doing. However, I have decided to take you under my wing. I want to teach you a song on the piano this week.
This sounds sensational.
Man, I'm on with you for the week. Graham's off for the week. So I've got the challenge is, right, is that we go away this week and learn a song. Now, you did say initially when you bought the piano that your dream, your ultimate goal was to be able to play the piano at the Pierce start station.
Yeah, there's a piano at that station. I've been going there every day. And my dream is to perform an intimate gig there.
I want to fast forward that timeline by somewhat 5 years. We're going to do it at the end of this week.
Oh, my golly gumdrop.
Friday's show, you're going to be at the Pierce Street Dart Station playing those keys. Hopefully there's no one hogging it.
Can we just address the elephant in the room? I dislocated my shoulder last weekend and my arm is still in a sling.
Don't worry, I've been thinking a lot about that. You're going to have to do T-Rex hands with one hand and the other hand's going to be fine.
Has anyone ever done that before?
I'm sure
in a lot of pain.
Well, we'll make it work.
Yeah.
I think we'll make it.
Okay, well, what song?
Just quickly as well, right? Because if anyone doesn't really know about piano, and again, I'm self-taught here, but you got left and right hand. The left hand is generally for the bass, so it's just like one note.
Okay.
And the right hand is the melody hand. So that'll be the tune of the song.
See, I can't really do much with my right hand.
So we're going to struggle, but I think we can get there.
Someone said Timbaland, Apologize could be a song I could learn to play. Gavin James, Always. That's one of my favourite songs. Very deep and meaningful. Santosh said R.E.M., Everybody Hurts.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did say that we wanted songs that resembled your life at the moment.
Moving back in with the parents, yeah.
Yeah, okay. This has come in on the WhatsApp voice message.
I think a very good song he should play is Walking in Memphis, because there's a certain bit in that on the piano that is just amazing. I think if he got to do that with one and a bit hands, he'd be doing fairly well.
Wow, I'm walking in Memphis.
I know the bit she's talking about as well.
Walking in Memphis, baby.
Bit at the start's very good. 087 711 1038. What song do you think Nathan should be learning on the piano? Let's go to Rebecca. What song do you reckon, Rebecca?
I think you should learn how to play Lonely by Akon.
Oh, yeah. I see what you did there.
You did put it out there, Nathan. You said you wanted people to suggest songs about your life.
Why Lonely? Why do you think I should learn that?
Perhaps for the reason that you're recently single and...
She's got the terminology and everything.
Yeah, she even said it in my voice.
Yeah, loyal listener of the show. Thanks, Rebecca. Hey, we'll put it on the list, okay?
What does that melody go like?
It's an easy one for you to play as well.
Okay, we're going to consider it. Thank you, Rebecca.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Bella, tell us, what song should Nathan learn on the piano?
So I thought it'd be funny if he learned Don't You Worry, Child. Because he's
Swedish House Mafia.
Why do you think that?
Because you've been so hurt recently. Life's not going well and you're like a big child, so it'll be funny.
I suppose she is telling the truth there.
Do you know what I'm realising, Nathan, is
what?
That the whole of Dublin is fully with you on this situation. They're behind you, man. Tell me, do you sit at work and listen to the radio and you just kind of like your heart breaks a little for Nathan every day?
Oh my God, every day. And then he was like, I'm on Tinder, and I was like, swipe, swipe.
You swipe left, didn't you?
No.
How dare you swipe left?
I didn't.
So you're saying you swiped right on Nathan, is it? Is that...
No, I didn't find them yet.
Oh, see? That's a no.
Oh, look. Okay. Hey, thanks for the suggestion. We'll put it on the list, all right?
Perfect. Thanks
for
calling.
See you, Bella. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
We need to make a decision on what it is you're going to play.
There's a lot of songs out there.
Now, we've been talking about the song that you need to learn on piano. I found this. A lot of suggestions for Akon and Mr. Lonely. You want to hear this?
Yeah.
Okay. This is what I found online. Very difficult, I'm going to say.
Oh, God. I only have one arm.
We try it.
We're going to have to try it. So, you have just heard, we are going to be learning Akon, Mr. Lonely. I don't know anything about chords or keys, but Nick is giving me an afternoon, a Wednesday afternoon, to go over to his house and to learn Akon, Mr. Lonely, and then I will be performing it at Pierce Dart Station.
Again, I'm not qualified to teach it, but we'll give it a crack Wednesday. We'll speak
about the times when we're doing it. It'll probably be Thursday afternoon, my intimate gig performance, and I will leave a hat.
There's a lot of things to be figuring out, but we'll get to that.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
It's birthday.
On my lap, I have 1,000 euro.
Just on your lap?
Just resting on my lap. Full of cash. We want to give it away this morning. Let's try and do it.
Right, Ruth, how are you this morning?
I'm good. Thanks for calling.
Oh, I like you, Ruth. You're full of beans.
Thanks.
She's full of beans because we have 1,000 euro on the line, isn't it, Ruth?
Well, that is exactly it, yes.
Money talks. People smile when they see money.
Usually I ignore a number that I don't know, but, you know, 1,000 euro.
Yeah, it'll make anyone pick the phone up.
Exactly.
Quick one for you, Ruth. Tell me, if Nathan was to learn a song, we're going with Lonely from Akon, but would you have a suggestion there?
No, I'm pretty on board with that. I think it's good. Yeah. He didn't need to do the two-handed version. Like, he could do just one-handed.
That's what I'm going to do. One left hand. Thank you very much, Ruth.
Yeah. And I think it'll be great. Very few mistakes to make.
Right, you'll have to listen. We'll be playing that out on Friday. Tell me, the month that we're going for today is November. What date in November is your month? Is it your birthday?
It's the 30th. The last day.
The 30th? Oh, that's a great date.
You tell everybody that.
No, I don't, Ruth.
You're special, Ruth. All right, let's cross over to Nathan. What do we got, Nathan?
Ruth, it's a lot of money. What will we spend it on?
Everyone says holidays. I don't know. Probably
don't say
holidays.
We're saying holidays. Where would we go? Sunny Scunthorpe?
I've never been. That's an alternative, yeah.
All right, so you will be going to Scunthorpe if you win the 1,000 euro. Very exciting. Well, I have two birthday bingo drums in front of me. The beloved Jackie Cooney one, or the electronic one from China, which is now in the month of August, sponsored by Super Steo's Bouncy Castles. And if number one comes out, Ruth, you will get...
Come on, Nathan, you can do it, man.
You will get the rental of a bouncy castle called the Disco Dome.
Unbelievable.
Isn't that incredible?
Tempting. Yeah, I think I'm going to go with the electronic one, so...
We're going to go with the electronic one. We are looking for the 30th. Best of luck. Here we go.
Oh, Nathan. Oh. Very good. How's that?
It's like I'm brushing my teeth. Here we go.
And you don't have to use any hands.
Oh, one hand. He's got to use a finger to press the button there. What number we got there, Nathan?
Okay. Ruth, are you sitting down?
No, I'm standing. Hang on.
Tell us
okay,
when you're
ready. Okay.
What sort of stool are you sitting on? Is it made of mahogany?
It's my bed. It's pretty. It's okay if you knock me over with this. Come on.
We are looking for the 30th, or we are looking for the first for the Disco Dome. I can tell you, this morning's date, you are not going to believe me, Ruth.
I probably won't.
It is the 14th.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Ruth.
Half of each?
You get half of the Disco Dome.
It's right in the middle of the month there. Come on.
No, look, Super Steo didn't agree to that. Look, let me look at the 14th on the prize sheet here. Right, we've got a pair of cinema tickets for you. You're going to go see Ant-Man and the Wasp, okay?
Awesome.
No shifting in the cinema. Do you hear me?
Okay, hands to yourself.
Hey, thanks so much for coming on, Ruth.
Thanks, guys.
See you,
Have
Ruth.
A day.
Bye. Bye.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Undercovers with Nathan.
Now, Nick, when you sit in for Graham, what I like to do from time to time
is get a news story that is Australian. Now, this story does not come from Australia, it comes from Essex, but it is about an Australian animal, a wallaby. So can we please set the theme?
Do you want to hear some? Oh, here we go.
Is that Neighbours or Home and Away?
You tell me, you watch Home and Away, don't you, religiously? What's Home and Away? No matter.
Okay, please stop singing. Just lower it down a bit.
It's like my national anthem.
I just want a background music.
Sorry.
So a wallaby is on the loose in Essex. It's been spotted there. Many people have been filming this wallaby on their phones, and they've been posting up the video up on Facebook.
Question. Is this a wild wallaby or a pet?
Nobody knows.
Because I thought they were native to Australia, which would be really weird if it was wild in Essex.
They are native to Australia. What people are thinking, it may have escaped from the zoo.
Okay.
In Essex, and it's just wandering around all fields and seems very happy. What are your thoughts? What's your experience with a wallaby?
Well, I have actually had an experience with a wallaby. For anyone that doesn't know what a wallaby is, it's kind of like a smaller version of a kangaroo. Very native to Australia. A house I grew up in was backed onto bushland. One day I was out the back, me and my brother, son and ourselves.
Oh, this is lovely.
Deck chairs around the pool.
Are you happy to tell this story?
Look, it's quite a personal story.
Please.
But we're talking about wallabies, so.
We might as well.
I opened my eyes at one stage and there was a wallaby standing right in front of me.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, now when I say right in front of me, it was about 10 meters away, but my initial reaction was kind of like, holy moly, I better get the hell out of here. These things, they're wild animals, right?
Yeah.
But I was just so overcome with how beautiful this animal was. Like,
what was it about?
It had deep brown eyes, really long eyelashes.
Oh my God.
And gorgeous lips.
Oh my Lord. So what happened?
Oh, I just hopped away. I went for a swim.
It seems though it's been on your mind.
There are times where I think about the wallaby, what it's up to. It's probably still, you know, roaming the bushland behind my house there somewhere.
Do you believe the one that got away?
Could be, yeah. Could be. I might not have even come to Ireland ever.
Well, there you go. Thank you so much for sharing this morning.
What was your... Did you have any news about a wallaby or is it just my story?
I just wanted to hear your story, okay. If I'm perfectly honest.
Okay.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Safe to say, I knew Graham was going on holidays. Last week, I was preparing to come on the show. I was like, what are we going to talk about? What's something I can bring to the table? Scrolling through Twitter, minding my own business, and I came across this tweet. By the way, I did say earlier, I've got some very exciting news for you.
Okay.
This is it. This is what I'm talking about.
All right.
Okay. I found a tweet from Gavin James.
Love Gavin James.
You know Gavin James. He's got that new song. It's called Always.
You're in my head.
Oh, such a good song.
Heartfelt, beautiful, emotional, moving. So Gav tweets. He tweeted, quick question. If I was going to do a music video for the single Always somewhere in Dublin City Centre next week, how many of you would like to be a part of it? Gav, kiss.
Classic Gav.
That's textbook Gav, right? So I wrote back, tweet. I said, hey, Gav, it's your mates here from Spin. Want to get us in your video? Let's make it happen. Green love heart.
Maybe a bit too strong with the love heart.
Well, he put a kiss, so.
Fair enough.
Right, so then and I tagged you and Callum in it as well. Gav writes back. I didn't hear anything for a day.
Wow.
He writes back.
What did he say?
He said, hey, man, put your name here and we'll find out the crack. And then he gave me an email address.
So you've emailed him?
I wrote back. I said, consider it done, brother. Hashtag always. Got on board, right? Yeah, so I haven't heard anything back yet, but man, we're going to be in Gav's new music video. How good is this?
I don't think we are. You've just, registered for the chance of being in his
video. But didn't you hear what Gav said? He said, put your name here.
Yeah,
he said,
I'm sure if you check all of his tweets and replies, he's been saying that to everyone that has commented underneath his tweet.
I would say that you and I were going to be in the music video.
His tweet has gotten over thousands of retweets.
So you're not confident?
I don't think so. This isn't great news. Well, you're just saying what happened. It's not definite.
Well, he's gonna film the video this week, so if we're around, we're probably going to get in it.
I've just gone on to his Twitter. You know how you can see the tweets and then you click a button and you see all the replies?
Yeah.
It's just a copy and paste thing that he's been sending to us.
He's just been doing it to everyone, Nick. You're not special.
Are you serious?
And he didn't reply to your tweet where you said, I've done it, so you've just been ghosted as well.
You've been ghosted by Gavin James.
That's it.
That's the news. That's what you've just effectively
Next
told us.
Next time Gav comes in here, I'm not... Yeah, I will say hi, yeah. I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of Gav.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Nick, I had quite an interesting Saturday evening that I wouldn't mind sharing with you right now.
Please do.
So I was meeting a friend in Flannery's. It's a bar / nightclub, Saturday night. It's around 11:30. I go in there and my friend is like half an hour late.
Okay.
So I'm there and I get a drink and then I go to the smoking area at the back and I'm just standing there waiting for my friend. And I'm standing there alone and I don't want to paint too much of a picture, but my beard is matted because I ate a slice of pizza like an hour or two beforehand and there's a lot of margarita cheese and everything around my beard. And then I was having one of those hair days where it's just a massive tuft of hair.
So what
you're
saying
at the back.
What you're saying is before you went out, you didn't look in the mirror.
Yeah, I'm a bit rugged, not looking great. My eyes are a little bit bloodshot. Okay. Didn't have a great night's sleep the night before. So I'm standing there anyway and I'm looking at my phone and a listener to the show, these two girls came up to me and went, Nathan, are you okay?
Oh, no.
And I went, oh, yeah, no, I'm fine. And they went, Nathan, we listened to the show. We know you've been through a tough time in the last month.
Why are you standing alone in
a nightclub with a tuft of hair and some cheap mozzarella matted into the beard? They were clearly concerned. They went, first of all, are you okay? And I looked up and went, yeah, no, I'm fine. And they went, well, you look a mess. And I go, oh, yeah, okay. And they just said, do you want to sit over with us until your friend? And they did the
quotation marks.
Yeah. They knew, they were like, you don't have a friend.
Yeah.
Do you want to sit over here on the wooden bench? So,
they invited you to come sit. Did you sit with them?
I sat with them for 20 minutes and it kind of turned into a therapy session.
Oh my God.
They were just like, Nathan, look, you know, things will get better. Just maybe it isn't the best thing for you right now to be attending nightclubs by yourself, standing there not talking to people. I'm playing Snake on your phone.
What phone do you have? Were they genuinely surprised when your friend rocked up?
The thing was, my friend was then saying, I'm outside. So I went, guys, my friend has arrived. I have to leave. So I'm pretty confident that they think it was a made-up person and I was just leaving the nightclub and getting a taxi home to my parents.
I see.
So that's what I think happened.
I see what's happening here as well. This is a more of a call out to those girls. If they're listening,
have a friend.
Yeah.
That I just wanted this platform to tell people that are probably not listening now that I had a friend. That was it. Leave me alone.
All right, you're happy with that?
I don't say, wait, leave me alone is aggressive. You're actually very nice. Thank you very much for inviting me.
What I will say is the listeners of this show, very kind people.
They're very loyal, very kind.
They care about a tall man who's had his heart broken.
I don't know how we're going to segue into Jax Jones' Ring Ring.
Oh, like this, ready? If you take me out
tonight. This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
It's time to choose the news. I stuffed that, didn't I?
Don't worry. Choose the news. You have prepared 3 headlines for me. I get to choose a headline and then we speak about that news story.
Normally Graham does this. He's fantastic with a pun. Me, not so good with puns, but I've really worked on that today.
Oh, I can't wait. Let's hear.
Here we go. First news headline. Snakes on a pigeon.
I don't like that.
Hit or miss?
I think a miss.
Next headline. Snap happy.
Snap happy. Interesting, okay.
Final headline. Headbanging grannies. Less of a pun, more of an interesting headline.
Okay, right. What am I thinking? I know the first story is about a pigeon eating a snake.
No, a snake eating a pigeon.
Oh, wow, that changes everything.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go with the second one. You said it with confidence.
Very good. All right, here we go. It's called, the heading was Snap Happy, right? It's about an alligator who makes for a good graduation photo with a girl, right?
Okay. So they attended the same college?
Not quite. This girl, her name is Mackenzie Nolan. She's from America in Texas. She was working while she was studying at this college. She was working in one of these zoo. It's kind of like a zoo, but they have alligators and all that sort of stuff.
Reptile seminar.
He's got it. He knows. And there's an alligator there, and his name is Big Tex, right?
Oh, I like him.
This alligator, man, he's 14 feet long. He's a big fella. You don't want to get in the water with him, right? But look at, can you see my screen here?
No.
Okay, have a look. Look at this girl. She's in the water with the alligator just patting it on the face.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, and that's her graduation pictures. So she's obviously, okay, so just to paint a picture, this girl is in the alligator lake. She's got her legs.
It's like
obviously
a very stagnant lake. It's grey.
Well, that's the habitat of the alligator man. And she's got her like graduation gown on, the hat, the scarf, and she's just patting this alligator on the nose.
Do you know what? I'm a little bit disappointed with that news story because I thought how you sold it to me was that both of them attended the same course for 4 years and it was a photo of both of them throwing the hats in the air.
Look at this. Even the graduation ring, alligator's wearing it on his nose. Isn't that great?
It is a ghastly looking thing.
And she was saying as well that she's trained it so well that she can make it come, she can call it for food and it'll come and beg for food and everything.
Oh, it's like a dog.
Dog alligator. You heard it here first.
Dog alligator. Thank you very much, Nick. That
thanks
was strange
thanks
and
for choosing
weird.
You. Yeah, cool. All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8. 8, 8, 8.